Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
This is 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow us on Twitter at 98.5 The Sports Hub.
A little extra effort could earn you a star.
No.
Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
We're sports show radio hosts.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Is it still raining out, or you say no, Zo? No rain?
15 minutes ago, no rain. Swampy, though.
Yeah, humid.
Like, musky.
It's not going to help in drying out Hardy's pants. They're all wet.
Pants are still wet.
Yeah, I figured they were.
Hate to be a fat guy in a wool suit today, boy. Walking around Boston. Sweating. Ugh.
You know, I was about to take a call, and then I just was told in my ear that there's more Woj.
Oh, God.
Oh, jeez. This is fun. Here we go. Update on Woj 1 minute ago. Boston is extremely cautious on Leonard front. There's so much uncertainty with Leonard's future. Health, free agent desires, etc. Will Leonard be the same player? That's hard to tell. Celtics don't have to make a risky trade and have no intention to do so. It's an interesting dance.
Sure is.
See, those are the points that make me not want to do the deal.
He's sort of stating the obvious here, right?
He is, but he's stating that the Celtics feel the same way that we do.
They should. Like we need to budge here a little bit. You need to tell us we got shot at this thing long term or not? Because if not, if this is one and done, we ain't doing it. We'll give you Terry Rozier and picks and stuff. We're not giving you Jaylen Brown.
617-779-0985. I know what you're doing over there, by the way. Well, I know exactly what you're doing.
So we played KC at the top.
We pulled up the noontime.
It's literally one of the most disturbing videos I've ever seen in the music industry.
Zoe pulled up the music video to KC and the Sunshine
and
giving us
nobody would film this and say, this is
the screen
good.
To everyone else in the studio, not in my direction. But you see, I look over at the glass at Tom, and I can see it in the reflection
on
the other side of the room. And Tom's laughing, so I know exactly what it is that you did.
The two dancers aren't choreographed behind
him.
He looks like he's got issues.
Kawhi Leonard rumors
are
flying.
His pants don't fit.
And people want to talk about it. And that's why I'm going to go to the phones.
Good.
I'm not going to engage in your Casey and the Sunshine Band bullcrap.
Who would film this? Would they film this with their dash cam video?
Eric in Boston. Eric.
How's it going?
Hey, Eric. What's up?
Hey, Eric.
Hey, I want to give you guys a quick call in. I think Danny Ainge is going to be forced to make this trade. And the reason why I say that is because the teams that are lobbying to get him, the Sixers, not necessarily teams on the West Coast, if the Sixers are able to get Kawhi and they still have the money for a max raise, and let's say LeBron is interested, but just say they get Kawhi, the Celtics' realistic championship window right now is about a year to 3 years, just depending on our contract. So you got Gordon Hayward for the next 3 years, I think Hal Horford for the next 2 years, I think Kyrie up until next year, as of what we know right now. If the 76ers are able to put a good offer on the table for Kawhi, I'm not too sure the Celtics feel comfortable having to compete with them to get out of the East, let alone if they get Kawhi and LeBron James interested. Let me know you guys' thoughts.
A lot of angles there. Here's what I'm thinking right now. The Lakers' offer stinks, and that's why we've had all this reporting in the last day. That's what B-Rob's been saying. This is a smokescreen. This is trying to get the offer up from the Lakers, trying to make it a better offer, trying to force them and leverage them into offering more, because obviously they're not offering very much for a player that they know wants to play for them. The way it's framed is that it's down to the Celtics and Lakers in these trade talks. If the Spurs come to the realization or have already made the decision that they can't rehab the relationship with Kawhi, they can't make it work, they don't have faith that he's going to come back and play hard next year, or play at all, really. And they say, well, we're not going to be able to make it work. We're playing this dance. We're telling Woj that we could still make it work and mention the Supermax contract next offseason, but in our heart of hearts, we know this ain't going to work out. He's got to go. We got two offers on the table. One offer that isn't good from the Celtics, and one that's even worse from the Lakers. Well, the Celtics offer is better, and we don't want to trade him in the West. Screw it. Send him to Boston. Get him out of here. Let's see what we can get out of the Celtics.
They'll check his ass to
what if that's going right on right now?
I mean,
let's see what we can get out of them. Let's see if we can push for a little more from the Celtics. See what we get.
Yeah.
Move him. And you know what? He's leaving there in a year anyway.
Belichick his
ass. So who cares? That's how I think Kawhi could end up here.
Oh.
And in that scenario, maybe you don't give up a real key asset in Jaylen Brown. Maybe you don't do that.
What do you do with the ball kid if you're a Lakers? Is he part of the deal? The ball kid. Is he part of the deal? Is they shipping him out? Is the old man going to be okay with that?
No idea. Doesn't sound like that.
It seemed like a San Antonio kid. Seems more of like an L.A. kid.
Yeah, he wants the Hollywood lifestyle.
Yeah. He's got that video out now. His rap video.
Henry is in the car. Hey, Henry.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, Henry.
That last call. What's up, Joe? Last call, I took my thunder a little bit.
You did?
But I think it's kind of that same situation he's talking about with Philly, but with the Lakers. I mean, if Danny can keep Kawhi from going to the Lakers, he's either trying to drive up the price or keep Kawhi from going to the Lakers. And in essence, doing that.
Why is he concerned with the Lakers so much? Why do people believe
that? Why does he want to bankrupt the Lakers?
I feel like that's a fan's take, not an executive's take or opinion.
But because if Kawhi goes to the Lakers, it's pretty, at this point, it's been reported that, you know, LeBron would be in. And if he's able to stop that situation from happening, I mean, Kawhi, LeBron, and then if Paul George joins him, that's a team that they can't that they might not be able to compete with.
Well, they can't compete. We're not even sure they could compete with Golden State right now,
even if
healthy.
But those
two teams would have to duke it out in the West.
But if they took away Kawhi from the Lakers, then the Lakers we're competing with Golden State for that 1 year. Then we're competing with Golden State for that 1 year instead of we're probably a better team than Golden State if Kawhi joins the roster and we don't have to give up a piece.
Henry, that's like a fan's take. I refuse to believe that that's how Danny Ainge looks at this, that he'd be worried about a Lakers super team. There already is a super team in the West, the Golden State Warriors. And if LeBron goes to L.A., you know where he's not? He's not in the Eastern Conference. That means he didn't go to Philadelphia. That means Kawhi didn't go to Philadelphia. That means Philadelphia is not good, and Cleveland's not good. That means the East is yours. You will own the East.
Yep.
And then you will have to beat a good team when you get to the finals. You'll have to beat a good team. That's what it takes to win championships. People hate the Lakers. We all hate the Lakers, right? If you're from Boston, it's in your blood. You hate the Lakers. I don't believe that Danny Ainge is operating to either drive up the price on the Lakers or worry about the Lakers creating a good team. They're in the Western Conference.
It's out of your mind right now. You won't even face them. It's about Golden State. It's about these other teams. Now, if LeBron James goes there, it's different. Couldn't that be something, though, if Danny's trying to drive up the price?
That's what the caller said, so maybe you agree with the caller. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, but think about what you said. You could almost get stuck with Kawhi Leonard because you're in a bidding war trying to drive that price up. And you're thinking, oh, God, all of a sudden we don't really want him. You know, like I've been at auctions where I raise my hand and try and drive the bidding up. Next thing you know, you get stuck with the item.
That's not what the Celtics are doing.
Well, I mean, that's what some people think.
Because it sounds like there's two not great offers
Yeah.
And the Celtics' offer is not blowing anybody away.
But if your offer's better than the other one, guess who gets
it? You might land
it. You got it by accident. Right.
But you're happy. But when you do that charity auction and you're driving up the price, and you do it in the early part, and you're like, oh, wait, no one else is going to bid? I'm going to win with this bid? You end up being happy.
Yeah.
Because you got it cheap.
Yeah. Got a good player. Got a good item.
Troy in Dorchester. Hi, Troy.
How you guys doing?
What's up?
What up, Troy?
What's going on today, man? It's Matt out here. Listen, I got a question for you guys. What do you guys think about this? If Kawhi goes out there and plays at like 50%, he could play. Do you think the Lakers are still going to sign him next season?
If he goes out and plays at 50% of what he's capable of?
Yeah.
Yeah, they probably are not going to. I got to let you go, Troy. Your phone is especially bad today. No, they're probably less inclined to make sure they lock him up.
Yeah. Well, you put it that way, 50%. Like, who's going to go head over heels to sign that guy? Nobody.
Well, someone will sign him.
He's
going to be a max type of deal.
If he is playing one, you're going to get a pretty good player for a year, man, because this dude's in a contract year, and he wants paid, and he's going to play his ass off.
The latest from Adrian Wojnarowski. And more of your calls. The Celtics in on Kawhi Leonard today. Those are the latest reports. More on it next.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Miss something?
So what happens now?
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
Oh, my God. I hear this rejoin. I get so excited. Like, wow. I was just like, this thing gets me so energized. Can we throw this one away, please? Do you agree, Beetle? I'm done with that one.
There you go.
Hey, Tom, try and screw it up again. Let's play the worst rejoin we can play again.
I'll take anything else.
Sounds like Jim Rome. What is up?
Rome's burning.
Rock and roll!
Oh my God, I'm gonna go to Dunkin' right now because I'm gonna cool off and I'm gonna rock out. I'm gonna rock out and cool off at Dunkin'.
That rejoin has sort of ruined the song for me because we hear it so often.
At least it's not that Aussie one.
This one will never be ruined for me.
This is a Hall of Famer. Ready? One minute. Ain't nobody humping around.
Destiny's here again. As the
evenings grow.
I got my flower.
We can throw those two out.
My power.
I got a woman.
You like when we pack stuff up and take it to the other place? Where like a lot of people in the building are doing that? Right. Leave these in the trash over there.
No, this one is good. This one can stay. Here's what the latest is from Adrian Wojnarowski. Boston is extremely cautious on Leonard front. There's so much uncertainty with Leonard's future, health, free agent desires, etc. Will Leonard be the same player? That's hard to tell. The Celtics don't have to make a risky trade and have no intention to do so. It's an interesting dance. This follows his report. Again, all of this happening within the last hour, that the Spurs are fully engaged in trade talks with several teams on Kawhi Leonard, including the Lakers and Celtics. League sources tell ESPN Boston has long had the assets that the Spurs most covet in a potential Leonard trade. We were talking about Philadelphia last segment, and we were talking about the caller who had brought up the Lakers. Like, there's an obsession with the Lakers in the Celtics front office, which I highly doubt there is. It's a fan thing. Let me give you another scenario, another possibility that the Celtics would, as part of their job, require to be obsessed about and worry about.
What's that?
What if Philadelphia gets in the mix for Kawhi Leonard and makes a real push to get Kawhi Leonard? And as a result of getting Kawhi Leonard, has put themselves in the driver's seat to get LeBron James.
God.
What do you do then?
Ship Markelle Fultz out, let him develop out there. Oh, my God. Because they have pieces, too. Good young pieces that you could want.
No, I'm talking about the Celtics. What do you do?
Oh, what do you do?
Celtics,
you panic.
You panic and you
panic.
throw Brown in the deal.
Yeah. That's the one that says, hey, oh, wow. We have this new team called the Philadelphia 76ers that are in on it.
Yeah, forget the Lakers. You know what you wouldn't be getting out of?
Yeah.
What are you wouldn't be getting there? Out of the Eastern Conference.
What are you sitting there with your Beat LA t-shirts on? Is it with Danny and all them and they pass them out? Is they want to screw the Lakers? Really?
That to me is a scenario where the Celtics have to get aggressive on this front, and that would be a little bit of a panic move, I admit. But
Philly's your enemy in the East.
Here's what I think would happen. It would get the Celtics' attention. So their intention is not to do a risky deal. They might do a risky deal at some point because they're forced into it.
They should love that he would want to go out west. They should have major concerns if he stays in the East with Philly. Not Cleveland. Cleveland's not a concern anymore.
Darnell's in Quincy today. Darnell.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
Pretty much the way I look at it is this. Celtics came one game away from the NBA Finals, and if Kyrie and Gordon Hayward were in this free agent class, they would be the second and third best free agents in the class. So you basically got them coming into the team that we just came one game away from the finals. So I don't see why, really, that the Celtics need to make, not that they need to, but they would even want to make a trade and trade a Jalen Brown or somebody like that for Kawhi Leonard.
Well, what if you have that team in Cleveland, it's going to get blown up, and that guy could potentially go to Philadelphia. Like
what if Kawhi and LeBron go to Philly? You still think you should stand pat on the sidelines?
You ain't the favorite anymore.
Yeah, I was just listening to that. Then I would do what Zoe said. I would definitely panic, and I might throw Jalen in.
There's a scenario where you got to change
your
mind.
That's a newsflash, folks. Kawhi and LeBron go to Philly? You ain't the favorite in the East anymore. Check the Bovada odds on that one.
Michael's in Boston. Hi, Michael.
Oh, there's a woodpecker.
Michael!
Hey, guys. How's it going?
How are you doing?
Good. Question for you. Do you guys think a major factor in where LeBron goes is, does he think it's going to be easier to get to the finals with a stacked team in Philly or Cleveland or a stacked team as a member of the Lakers? I'll hang up and let you guys talk.
It's easier to do it with a stacked team in Cleveland or in Philly because the competition in the East is not as good as it would be in the West.
Yeah, you've got to go up against the best team in the NBA.
But that is not what LeBron is doing. LeBron is going to build the best possible team, East or West, because for him, it ain't about making it to the finals anymore. No. He's made it there plenty. He needs to make it there and win within the window.
But if everything if all ducks come into a row, he's got a better chance of building a better team in L.A. than he does joining the Sixers.
And not only that, he's got a better chance of something if someone were to leave or someone were to get hurt. He's got a better chance of restocking in L.A. The L.A. Lakers will always be a destination. Always.
What if it's 5,000? What if it's 1,000 small ducks or one giant 5,000-pound duck?
Ricky's in Plymouth. Hi, Ricky.
Ricky.
Ricky!
Hey, Ricky!
That dog? Who fell into the well? Lassie.
Precious! Precious!
Unbelievable, Ricky. Ricky!
Don't you hurt my dog!
The only way this could get any better is if Ken calls. And he has a take on this. Like, Ken's latest odds. As to where Kawhi Leonard would go.
Ken strike you as a basketball fan?
Hey there, Beetle. Hey, Zoe. Hey, Artie. You know, I'm out here doing some roofing.
You think Ken watches a lot of NBA action?
I'm doing some roofing here next to Suffolk Downs.
I bet he did in the 80s when, the Celtics had their heyday.
Do you think he was watching that? Did you guys see any of that horse race that was on last weekend for like 5 hours on NBC? Like, it was some kind of,
I must have missed that Queens
Cup horse racing. It was on from, like, 9 in the morning until noon or 1 in the afternoon.
Country Equestrian?
And everybody walking around in top hats and stuff and British reporters.
Hello.
It looked like paid programming. I'm like, who decided to put this on the television set?
The people from Flex Seal. They paid
But it wasn't NBC Sports. It was NBC. And it was,
Jesus.
Yeah. Ken watched it, though, I'm sure.
Moose in Middleborough. Moose.
Gentlemen, just tell me if I'm thinking this poorly. The Celtics realistically cannot get both Kawhi and LeBron. So if they manage to get Kawhi, doesn't that force LeBron into a different direction? He can't
make him stay.
It makes him do another 1-1 in Cleveland. He makes him pick up his.
He stays in Cleveland.
Right. It forces him to do.
Tries to get. He tries to get Paul George to come to Cleveland. That's what he does.
Yeah, Or him and Paul George go to L.A.
Yeah.
And
right.
start whatever the build is there.
Yeah, but you ain't going to beat. He needs to win, Beadle.
The Celtics with a dual threat. If A, they get the player, and B, they prevent LeBron from getting on a super team.
I would agree with that. Possibly.
Possibly. Agreed.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think you're right. I think you're on the right track there, Moose. I think that, I think there are better reasons to be doing a Kawhi trade based on what you can kind of have impact elsewhere in the process.
I tell you what, you can be sitting here talking about nothing, then all of a sudden you get a couple of these tweets from Woj regarding Kawhi and the Celtics sent on it, and it explodes, and people are interested in Kawhi Leonard.
Dominic Again. And Newton.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been talking Kawhi for a week.
I know, but it kind of goes off the radar, and then boom. Like, I still think there's a good faction of Celtics fans would love to have this player. Top five player.
Dominic and Newton. Dominic.
Hey.
Hey.
Listen, what's up, so?
Hi,
hey.
Buddy.
Hey, so would we agree here that the best thing to happen for the Celtics right now is if Kawhi goes to L.A.? Am I right?
No, I don't think so. I mean,
but do you give up Jaylen Brown for 1 year of Kawhi Leonard? No way would I make that trade. I want to see him go to L.A. and let LeBron go to L.A., whatever. We'll own the East. Why are we going to give up?
Then why
you
in on it?
I just don't. Yeah, okay, I get that. I just don't know that it's any like huge plus.
Then why are you showing any interest?
Is it a huge plus for for him to go to L.A.?
Then why is your GM taking calls and putting calls in for this player then? If that's such the right route to go.
Well, no, because he's not motivated by stopping him from going to L.A. He's motivated by he likes the player.
Yeah.
And you know what? Everybody, though, would like the player if he was the guy of 3 years ago or 2 years ago instead of the guy he was last year. Everybody likes that player. Who doesn't think that he's a good player? Right? It ain't about that. It ain't about the talent. If the talent is being used properly, he's got his head on straight. Of course you like that player. Everybody would want that guy. Joe's in New Hampshire. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joey.
Hey, I just want to make a point that I hate when callers say this, but I just want to make a point that I don't think has been brought up yet, so stop on me if you want, if it has been.
Okay.
But why does everybody keep saying that we got to the conference finals without Kyrie and Gordon Hayward? I get Gordon Hayward went down within the first 5 minutes of the season, but Kyrie played 50-plus games and won us 50-plus games. So I just feel like everybody thinks that we can stand pat and be the same team when, in fact, like, the team that got to the conference finals was probably lucky because of the seeding we got. We got the second seed. Everything kind of broke our way.
You still had to go through everybody, though.
Well, you still won two playoff series, though.
You won two playoff series without him, and you still had to go through Cleveland, and you couldn't.
And you nearly went to the finals, and you not blown the lead in the Cleveland series.
So do you think that just Kyrie puts us over the top?
If it's the same competition and same path as last year, yes.
And then you don't think that one more year of Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum development doesn't beat Ben Simmons, who can't shoot, Joel Embiid, who gets hurt, LeBron, who needs the ball in his hands, just like Ben Simmons, and Kawhi, who might not be the best player ever.
Wait, I'm sorry. You're adding Kawhi and LeBron to the Philadelphia 76ers, and you're still overly confident that you'll beat them?
I'm not overly confident. I just don't think that.
You're confident, though.
I'm not confident that we win a seven-game series, but I'm confident that that team starts to digress more than when we start to ascend.
Of course, it's going to fall apart. It's all going to fall apart there. They'll get Kawhi Leonard and LeBron, and they'll suck. Okay, Joe, if you want to roll those, if you want to roll that dice, roll the dice, and go with that. Be my guest. I don't like that.
No,
not a fan. Not a fan. I will not be a fan of Kawhi Leonard and LeBron James together going to Philadelphia. Nope, I'm out on that. Hardy has our headlines. Hardy doesn't like that either. I can tell by looking at his face. He doesn't like that deal.
I'm just waiting for
I don't like that deal either.
Like an orgasm.
On that note, headlines.
Sports Hub headlines.
A lot from Adrian Wojnarowski today. He said the Spurs are fully engaged in trade talks with the Lakers and Celtics. Several teams, he said, but he pointed that out and said that Boston has long had the assets that the Spurs most covet. In a potential trade, he also says that the Celtics are being extremely cautious due to the uncertainty with Leonard's future. Meanwhile, some Bruins news, too. Nothing yet on John Tavares. Instead, Darren Drager saying that, according to Rick Nash's agent, Nash remains undecided on playing next season and will forego the July 1st signing period. Another win for the Red Sox last night, 9-6 over the Angels at Fenway. They'll wrap up the three-game set tonight. Brian Johnson gets the start. World Cup matches today. Japan lost to Poland 1-0, but They qualify for the round of 16 by virtue of a better disciplinary record than Senegal. Senegal lost to Colombia 1-0. Now they're out, and for the first time in 36 years, no African teams will be in the knockout stages of the World Cup. Headlines are brought to you by Pride Chevrolet. Tony Maserati's dealership. Save big with zero down payment leases available on a new Chevy at Pride Chevy on the Linway and Lynn, pridechevy.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Up. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Zulak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
This time of year, there's always news in the NBA. We got news on the Celtics. Woj saying they're in on Kawhi. Let's go to your phones. Frank's in New Hampshire. Frank.
Hey, what's happening?
Hi.
Hey, what's up? So about the Leonard deal, I'm not on board with that. I don't think they should give up Jalen. Even that poo-poo platter with Smart and Rozier. I mean, just the way Leonard's attitude was last year, I'm a no-go.
Yeah, I mean, I am too. Generally speaking, I'm a no on this. There are certain situations, though, that would make me become a yes on this pretty quickly. LeBron and Kawhi to Philly's one of them.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta up the ante. If Philly becomes a player in this at all. Trying to do the timeline here. This is going to happen in a day, right? Because LeBron's got to announce what he's doing. I mean, sort of. But if you're LeBron, you're sitting here twiddling your thumbs thinking, let's go. What are we doing here? Magic, you said you're going to step down if you can't get this done. What are you doing? Get this thing done. We need a domino to fall. He won.
You know, LeBron can opt out and still sign back in Cleveland.
Sure he could.
So welcome to the new NBA. It's sort of a fake deadline.
Yeah, it is.
That can happen. Nate's in New Hampshire. Hi, Nate.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I think a lot of people are missing the fact that, you know, the money is going to kind of work here, too. So Jalen Brown's not making that much. Rozier's not making that much. You're going to have to trade off, a bunch of pieces that the Spurs really don't want. I think it's got to be either Kyrie, Hayward, or Horford, you know, if there's a trade involved.
Well, Horford could be one. I do not believe the Celtics would trade either Kyrie or Hayward. They won't. They won't move those guys.
No, I don't think you can, but I think...
They're not going to. Those are off limits.
I think Tatum's off limits. Unless he would go after a guy like what? An Anthony Davis? I'd still keep Tatum.
If Tatum is what it took to get Anthony Davis?
Yeah. See, there's your...
Sorry.
There's the one. There's always a one. Always the one guy you'd give him up
for. You're not as untouchable anymore.
Right.
I apologize.
See, it puts a whole nother perspective on this discussion.
Johnny is in Cambridge today. Johnny.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
First time caller listening to the show. Love it.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk about LeBron's mindset and why I think he would go to L.A.
Yeah.
Reason being that Golden State played them in the finals, swept them out. They went on record to say they wanted to sweep them out of Cleveland. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking if he goes to L.A., hopefully gets Paul George and somehow Kyrie happens or whatever, maybe he would want to kind of face them before the finals and make sure they don't go into the finals. Add the fact that – hello?
Yeah, we're still here.
Oh. Add the fact – no, it just went quiet. Add the fact that LeBron – never had a good coach. I feel like Philly's coach is pretty trash. It'll probably turn into a circus where revolving door of coaches, maybe whatever his name is, L.A., whatever, I can't remember, but he has some inside track on how to defeat Golden State. Because not only he's facing four All-Stars, but an All-Star coach. So it'll make it that much difficult dealing with that whole fiasco.
Okay, but LeBron wants to win the finals. no matter
what. So
Eastern Conference, Western Conference, I don't think is as important to LeBron as others think it is.
If my ego was involved, I would want to get them. I want to make sure they don't even go to the finals. I'll bring it straight to them.
Okay.
If I could build that team that I want to build, being if they could do.
All right, but either way, Johnny, you got to beat Golden State,
and you got to
whether it's in the Western Conference Finals or in the NBA Finals.
Can't have an entire soft pretzel in your mouth when you call the program either.
Yeah,
he was. Shoving it in there.
He puts it in mustard?
Maybe.
Brett's in Foxborough. Hi, Brett.
How you guys doing?
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, can I make a point and then I have a question for Zoe after?
Go ahead.
All right, yeah. So the point is, I would trade Jaylen Brown if it meant just 1 year of Kawhi. Because that 1 year, if Kawhi is healthy, I think that's a guaranteed championship. So, but the one question I want to ask Zoe is, am I turning left or right?
Go ahead, turn.
Can't even hear your blinker.
Need to hear the blinker.
Can't hear it?
Nope. Bye.
I think he was going right.
You're going to have that joke. You better be ready to go.
Who puts a blinker on, though? Like, you're just going to hit it and go right, you know?
By the way, we got a tweet from someone who works for Enterprise Car Rental yesterday
said,
you know, they're obviously driving a lot of cars, deal with the maintenance on a lot of cars. He said all the new cars still do the fast blinking thing when the bulb is out.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's still a thing in this world. In this digital world we live in, Hardy, that still happens. Enterprise, they'll pick you up.
They will. They even resell their cars, too. Pass by Route 1 every day. Enterprise Rentals. Sales.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Like, wow.
Okay.
Buy me a rental.
There you go.
Huh. I think they've been taken care of well.
Well, the Celtics be in on a rental of Kawhi Leonard. 617-779-098.
No more. Hey, no more interviews.
Why don't you trade in your Jaylen Brown for a 12-month rental?
Oh, that's good. That's good. Keep working that. You're onto something.
Play that tape to the end.
Let's hear the end.
I'm going to hear that song fade all the way
Get
out.
Get your ass down to Route 44 and rain them.
And?
Go to the finals. I'll bring it straight to them.
Okay.
If I could build that team that I want to build, being if they could do.
All right.
All right.
Remember when Monty would call? Remember when Monty would call and he had tooth work done?
Yeah, all right.
Is there something where the phones, the quality of cell service between. This is a serious question. Is it because so many people are on their phones working, making calls in the middle of the day?
Yeah.
Not after hours. No. In hours, business hour phone calls between 10 and 2, that the quality of the cell reception, because so much of the bandwidth is being used on the radio spectrum with these cell phones.
100% plausible theory.
Is it that the call quality degrades in those hours?
I would go straight on till 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Because you hear what the calls are like on Felgram.
Same thing. Same. Not a lot of good landlines coming through.
In the ultimate injustice, the calls into Adam Jones, crystal clear, and he only takes about four of them a night.
Yes.
Well, he gets four calls.
You know, when they invented this talk radio thing.
He just didn't talk to him.
When they invented this talk radio thing, people had landlines. So the idea of bringing a caller in was a decent one.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not sure. We might have to rethink this. You want a dead guy update, Hardy? We got a dead guy
update. Let's do it.
Yes.
Dead guy update next.
Down to Atlanta next.
Scott Zola. Mark Bertrand. Zoe and the Beatle. Zoe and the Beatle. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Can they be replaced by robots?
Robots?
Doubtful.
I think it's silly.
Zola and Bertrand. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
So it turns out that the man who was found dead in the beer cooler at SunTrust Park, the new Atlanta Braves stadium, 48-year-old individual, Todd Keeling. Thoughts to his family, unfortunately, that this happened, but he was from Minnesota.
Oh, you don't say.
Yeah.
Land of the Lakes.
There's no way this guy died of exposure.
Think he could take the cold a little bit better, eh?
No way that he died. I saw Minnesota, and Hardy, I immediately thought, no. No, something just happened. As we said yesterday,
I smell a rat.
He just
died.
He just died.
Yeah.
Something happened.
Hit his head or something.
Fell.
Had a heart attack.
Had a heart attack. Something. Yeah. Don't tell me it was exposure to the cold. This man was from Minnesota.
Right. Probably a good fisherman. Probably has been ice fishing once or twice in his life.
Died. He was working the overnight shift. I have a question. Why do you need to work an overnight shift at a ballpark that's open for baseball?
Doesn't really have a game going on because they're not there.
Must have been doing some work on it.
Must have been stock. Yeah. You really got to stack those kegs, man. It's a weird story. It really is. Like, when you're going into that cooler with that massive door, and you know, I'm the only guy here and it's an overnight shift. It's a little creepy. You might want to prop this bad boy open. At what point, when that door shut behind him, you go, oh boy. And that's probably what made him have the heart attack. Like, holy crap, I'm going to freeze to death. And then you get panicked, and then boom, your heart explodes.
I wonder if there is...
I got a ton of emails and texts on this that all these new coolers, especially with this type of ballpark that's brand new, these doors are fail-safe. They have a release button from the inside. You can't lock it. The only way that you can lock it from the outside is somebody holds it shut or pries the doors closed. You know what I mean? Leans upon it or puts something in front of it. That there's no way you could hold anybody locked in it if they can get out under their own will. Like, nobody would design a cooler this way. A massive walk-in cooler. That'd be my luck, though. I'd get locked in, and I'd go to turn a knob, and the knob would snap off.
You know what else I wonder? Is there any sort of, I don't know, somebody else in our audience will know. In commercial refrigeration, is there any danger of some sort of chemicals being inhaled? Some sort of leakage? Some sort of hazmat situation?
Ooh. CO2.
Right, and I don't know. I don't know what's in the Freon. I don't know if you can breathe that stuff. There's a leak.
No.
There's some sort of chemical leak.
Maybe the new builders of that building there didn't go to Lowe's and apply the right fire alarms or carbon dioxide sensors.
I don't know. I'm saying maybe there was something like that. Ilya and Menden, freezer guy, what do you know about this?
Hey, you know, my family business, we install walk-in coolers and restaurant equipment.
Yeah.
Especially if this is brand new, there's no way there's not a turnoff inside the cooler. Or there's also a screw mechanism where you can unscrew the latch from the inside.
Yep.
So somebody definitely blocked the door or something.
Or he didn't die. Or he just happened to die while he was in there.
Yeah, the dude croaked. The dude croaked inside. Done. Boom. Done. See you later.
Done. I mean, Ilya gets right to the point. He is adamant that the refrigerator did not cause this man's death. I'm more confident in saying that now that I know he's from Minnesota. Mm. We've been to Minnesota. It's darn cold there.
Yeah, I would not get locked outside. I'd rather be inside.
Exactly. You go outside in the winter in Minnesota, it could cause death. This man knows that. Mm. How about that? There could be a shutoff to kill the refrigeration.
Should be.
They're going to do an autopsy now to figure it out, too.
Yeah, defrost his brain.
Well, no, he's not frozen. Oh. He's just cold. What does that tell you? They don't think the fridge killed him.
Yeah. I would have said, uh-oh. Yeah. You see any? You know, you're like in Jurassic Park when they have the new hybrid dinosaur, and it sort of messes with them where it scratches the side and looks like it clawed its way out, and they tricked him to thinking he left the paddock. Next thing you know, that sucker's hiding in there because you got scratch marks all over it.
Yeah.
There's probably no signs of, you know, I tried to get out.
Right.
I'm holding something. I'm trying to break it or... try to throw a keg through the door window.
Right, he would have to fight. If he was, if he was there next to the door.
No fight, no resistance.
If he was at the door, passed out, then you'd say, wait, this guy was trying to get out. If he was, you know, in the way back, face down on the floor, you'd say, I don't think he was trying to get out of here so much.
Right.
Right? Right. What position was he found in?
Right. Fetal? Sucking his thumb?
Well, that would then tell you, wait a minute, there's something wrong here.
Maybe his pants was pants on, pants off. Whereas...
Why is he naked? Relevant question.
Sitting down covered in frost like Jack Nicholson at the end of The Shining.
Why are these frozen cucumbers everywhere? Why is there a pumpkin?
Why is this whole raw turkey partially thawed in this one area right here?
What are all these warm apple pies doing?
in a cooler. Did they put them in here to cool?
Maybe they're trying to freeze them. Maybe they're trying to flash freeze the warm apple pie.
You got to stir it with something.
I'm just saying, you know, any sort of like refrigeration leak, could that cause an issue? You know, that's something I've thought of in the last day. Something else that could have caused it. He just died, though, Hardy. That's what it comes down to.
So he just... Could you imagine if he goes in there, he says, you know what? Look at that metal pole here in this freezer. You know, I'm going to stick my tongue to it and see what happens.
617.
Oh, I can't move.
779-0985. I want a four-part Netflix special on this guy before the end of the summer, if
you
don't
mind. Was he the other one? Was Evil Genius?
Frozen stiff.
Frozen. Literally,
you know, chilled to the bone.
Literally,
pants on, pants off. Brandon,
pants not on fire.
Brandon's in the van today. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hi. What's up?
So, I just want to talk about the possible Kawhi trade. I think the only way you get this to work is if you get a commitment from him to stay beyond 1 year. And you trade Horford because he seems like a pop system guy. And I think that if you get Baines back and you get Daniel Theis back, you'll have enough to make up for Horford. And I think that automatically puts you in the running to win the finals this year.
Well, not only that, you're hoping to get something out of your draft pick in Robert Williams, which begs this question of how many minutes are there for this guy? How many minutes a night? B-Rob, how many minutes a night, Robert Williams, will he play for the Celtics next season? If the team remains unchanged the way it is right now, currently constituted, how many minutes are there for the guy?
When everyone's healthy?
Yeah.
He will not play regularly.
How about when he does play? In a game where he does play?
10 minutes.
Okay, 8 to 10 is the number I put on it the other night. 8 to 10. B-Rob says when everyone's healthy, he will not play regularly. Maybe you can help make up for the loss there. Anthony's in the car. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, gentlemen, how are you?
Hey.
Quick question. I'm going to keep it brief. Is all the talks of LeBron off the table now that, you know, this Kawhi hype's in the mix? Or is he still a possibility? I'll let you guys talk about it. Thank you.
I hope it's still a possibility, but my feeling is that it was never a strong possibility.
Probably was never a possibility.
It's possible. It's just fun to talk about. But
yeah,
it seems like he is dead set on going to L.A., man. He is really working to try and get this thing together.
It's probably L.A. or stay. It's probably L.A. or stay, man.
Stephen A. Smith had a report on LeBron that he had texted Kevin Durant this week to try and get KD to opt out and go to L.A.
Kevin Durant's like, this dude's tripping.
Durant's like, nah, no thanks. I got a winning team.
I'm the guy, not you.
Just won it twice. See, it so do I need seems, to go anywhere else for?
So seems like Durant's like, you know, attitude. I'm the guy. He should be talking about me. Not him. Where's he going? Where's he going? I went here. I won. I made the right decision. I came here. I'm 2-0. 2-0 in finals.
Undefeated.
Beat me.
After hours.
After hours, that phone call came into Stephen A. Hey, do you know that our boy David Price did a radio interview yesterday?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was on with Rome.
Yeah. Want to hear some of it? I do.
Sure.
I would
like.
Not like
Rome. I went to the bathroom next to him at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he brought a security guard with
him.
Two
security guards. Yeah, I stand behind him while he. While he
I had
to the
same
bathroom.
Thing right. happen that same week we were in right. Arizona.
Ended up going on a show. He's like, Scotty Z, what is up?
I walked in, probably 3 urinals in that bathroom.
Yeah.
And I saw the guy standing there, and I didn't want to cut him off. And I'm like, are you all set? And he's like, no, I'm just waiting. He was waiting for Rome because you told me, oh, it's a security guard. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
You know that, Hardy? He brings a security guard to the bathroom with him?
Oh, yeah. This has been talked about on this station a lot. Fred Toucher, I think, is the one who first saw it.
I didn't want to cut the guy off in line, and he...
I go, no way.
He was like, no, go ahead. I'm just waiting. Just waiting there, watching dudes at the urinal, because he's Jim Rome's guy.
Now, to that end, though, I did see him once in a bathroom at a Kings game in L.A., and he was in there by himself. Oh. So I don't think it's all the time. I think it's only when he's working.
Well, the NFL media is a very imposing.
If he's just out by himself and hanging out, I think he can, hit the bathroom up. But of course, that wasn't down on the concourse either. Nah, I can't say definitively. All I know is I have seen him in a bathroom before.
Well, he's living on the edge that night. He interviewed David Price yesterday. You'll hear some of that coming up right after these headlines. No commercial.